kuatai te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It is time for one of my favourite segments of the week. So zen, so calming. the Scorpio Book segment. And Alex and I were just exchanging embarrassing HOSPO stories, which turns out we both had plenty of.
Lots.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, Liam. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, I can imagine, like, working at, comparatively compared to, like, hospitality, working at Scorpio Books must be a breeze.
It's very lovely. Yeah, it's very lovely. I love working in the bookshop.
Now, I hope you weren't listening earlier, because I was actually complaining about kids' books.
Oh, I was not listening earlier, but what's your complaint?
Oh, I just, they're
tell me,
so,
tell me.
Like,
because I'm talking about kids' books today.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I've got two.
And is it just me, or have they gone, like, really highbrow?
Oh,
like, I feel like we're introducing real complex like concepts to children now.
I think that, but kids' books have always had sort of hidden highbrow.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, and I think kids can sort of cope with a bit more than we give them credit for.
Oh,
often,
my God. I swear most opinion. Kids are more resilient than adults,
I think,
honestly.
They really can be. And I think they're much more perceptive than we think they are as well. I think they can
do you,
a lot.
Like, can you... You probably observe a lot of that, like, working at Telling Tales, right?
Yeah, a bit. I would say probably more, like, just with my own children.
Oh, right, yeah, of course.
But, yeah, also in the shop. I mean... Yeah, we have some great, like, regular kid customers who are so smart. And I love
so
the kid regulars. Yeah, kid regulars are my favourite, unashamedly.
Oh, well, I can believe that. Yeah, they would be so much more fun than the adults, quite frankly.
Oh, totally. And, like, you have some really interesting conversations with kids, and they're really, I don't know, I feel like kids are very... They are who they are, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's not a lot of
they don't
kind of
overthink
pretense.
Things like an adult does,
no.
Either.
And they're quite honest. Like, you know, you can sort of, like, show a kid a book and explain why you think it's great.
Yeah,
and they'll just look at it and be like, "Nah,
no, you're that's like, not you're great.
Like,
you're
right,
wrong.
That's not. It's not for you. Okay, that's fine. What can I offer you next?
Now, did you say you have two books today?
I do have two books today.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So I've got two books today because... So we're sort of getting into Christmassy season.
Yeah.
Oh. People are starting to come in and ask about what they should get.
Oh, I've got...
Nephews and nieces and grandchildren.
Ah.
And a lot of the time what we find is that people sort of say, you know, oh, he's a boy and he's 9, so just something for, like, a 9-year-old boy. Which is sort of generally
very broad.
Very broad, but also kind of a bit coded, I think, to mean, like, something adventurous.
Yeah.
Or, like,
yeah,
something
yeah.
sort of
action-packed.
Action-packed, exactly.
Yeah.
and then like sort of the flip side. And it's, I mean, and we see this in publishing as well, I think.
Mm, I'm sure.
There's
yeah.
sort of like this quote unquote boys' books and quote unquote girls' books.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the girls' books tend to deal with, you know, feelings and emotions and friendships and that kind of thing. So I sort of, which I actually find really frustrating, because I think we should resist boxing our children
exactly,
into these things.
Exactly.
And as the mother of a very adventurous little girl and a very empathetic and lovely, emotionally intelligent little boy.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I think we should, push back against these
Absolutely,
things.
Absolutely, yeah.
So the books I'm talking about today are sort of on the surface a girl's book and a boy's book, but I think they both buck these trends really interestingly and efficiently, and
cool.
And they're great books.
Just right.
In general. So the first one that I'll talk about is called The Midwatch. It's by Judith Russell. She's an Australian author. And this book follows Maggie Fishbone, who's an orphan. She's growing up in an orphanage. So far, so trophy.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely.
But she
great.
Sort of can't... She is a little bit naughty. She breaks the rules all the time. She can't sort of just stay in line. And so she gets sent to the Midwatch Institute for Orphans, Runaways and Unwanted Girls, which right. is this institution in this city where basically girls go in and they don't come out. Nobody knows what happens to
them. Mysterious, yeah, right.
So she assumes that they are sort of, she's sort of set for this life of drudgery and misery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But as soon as she gets there, the Midwatch is actually revealed to be a secret spy academy for girls.
Love.
It's great. They get classes in things like disguises, knot tying, Morse code, dancing for when they need to escape a ballroom scene.
Oh, yeah.
Inventing, so like mechanical skills. So she's in the first year and they soon kind of become embroiled in this missing persons case, this older woman who was researching orchid flowers goes missing. And her librarian friend comes to the Midwatch for help. The book is set in, the setting is really great. The city it's set in is kind of a little bit Germanic in the 1920s-ish.
Oh. Like it's, is it set in the 1920s?
It's not set in any specific time period. But,
right.
And it's not in any kind of real city.
Yeah.
But it's kind of Berlin-ish. Like, there's airships, it's kind of steampunky.
Oh, okay.
Like, if there's sort of, like, steam trains everywhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's implying, like, an era.
Yeah, an implied era, but not a definite era. Like, there's no phones, put it that way. Everything's mechanical.
Yeah,
everything's mm-hmm. very kind of steampunk and mechanical. So they set out to solve this case, which I won't spoil. It involves a mysterious night monster, a jewel thief, old rivalries, and one of the things I loved the most about this book is that they have these really amazing teachers at the school who all have this like seemingly just unshakable belief in the girls' abilities. So it's never sort of questioned whether the girls can do a thing. And in fact, the assumption that the headmistress has is that girls are better at this kind of work than most people they're resourceful and they're organised and also they're small so they can hide places and they can listen to people's conversations and they can...
I do, like, don't want to broad stroke genders here, but I do believe women would make better spies.
Little girls are extremely organised
humans. Oh my God,
like,
aren't they?
Have you seen a group of 10-year-olds on a project?
Terrifying.
Just
actually.
Get out of their way. So this was, so I think that was probably my favourite part of the book is that they're sort of, there's no comparison to boys. Like, there's never any like, oh, we can do it better than the boys or like, or we can do it despite being girls. Like, there's just no, like, that doesn't even enter into it. It's just we're girls and we're good at this. And this amazing headmistress has set up this amazing school for us.
It's kind of like a book about woman, but not like to prove that woman a
oh no, like there's, it's like thing. There's no proving required. It's,
I love that.
It's just that's
and
the
especially like
belief from the start.
Gender aside, as well, like like the book, the narrative of like. The doubtful teacher is so common anyway.
Yes.
So to like not have that either is quite
it's great. It's really I really loved that part of it. Like there's all these adults that are sort of trying to work against them and like the nuns and the nunnery initially are so sort of down on them all the time.
Nuns.
God. But the teachers are great and they're all these kind of like ex-spies themselves. So they have all this field knowledge.
Cool.
It was a really good, like, girls' own adventure mystery. But I would say...
What's it called?
So it's called The Midwatch.
And
it's
Midwatch,
by
that's it.
Judith Rossell. But I think boys would enjoy it too.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, for children of any and all genders.
Well, do you remember the Cherub series?
Yes.
Years ago?
Yes. I never read them, but yes.
Well, because they kind of came out of time where... Like, oh, it's the right kind of perfect age for them. And they're sort of the spy.
Yeah, kids still read them. Yeah, we do still sell them.
Yeah, interesting. Because it started out as it's about a boy, but it did gradually incorporate so many more female characters that series. And never at any point...
Ah, that's interesting.
Never at any point were you like, oh, there's too many girls in it now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It was about the spine, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Anyway,
another good spy series. So the second book I'm talking about, it's called Chronicles of a Lizard Nobody. It's by Patrick Ness.
Oh my God, I love that cover.
Yes. And it's a really, I really love the cover too. So to describe it, it's like bright yellow with a green sort of cartoon lizard on
very
the front.
Like, he's got
sorry,
very,
this is a reading copy, but like that's what it looks like.
Oh, that's not even the actual cover.
It's not even the actual cover. That's
oh
the actual
my God.
Cover. But similar vibe, yeah.
I love the, like it's the lizard doesn't even seem like happy or anything. He's just like,
I know, he's quite chill.
He's a hall monitor.
Yes. So this
right, okay.
book is
oh, it's got illustrations. Oh,
yeah, it's illustrated.
Book.
It's a really easy read. And I actually think I was a little bit like duped by the easiness of like how easy it looks.
Oh right.
I thought it was for slightly younger kids, but having read it, it's I would say like definitely pretty solidly like 8 to 12.
Oh, yeah, because you kind of don't assume just by looking
yeah,
at
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was for a slightly younger audience. But so Patrick Ness, for those who don't know Patrick Ness, he's a YA author. He's very well known. This is his first sort of foray into children's fiction.
Yeah, right.
The story is basically, it's sort of a schoolyard drama, basically. Except the schoolyard is populated by these anthropomorphized animals.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's a school that, so the main characters are Zeke and his friends Alicia and Daniel, who are monitor lizards. They're kind of from the wrong side of the tracks, and they've been absorbed into this bigger school. So they're starting this new school. So there's all the sort of different cliques, like there's the lions and there's the eagles. There's a really bad bully pelican called Pelicanessus.
Why was a pelican the bully? Like, whatever pelican.
What
shut
did
up.
Pelicans ever do to you? Yeah. So pelicans. Pelicanessus is the son of this dastardly evil mastermind mother.
Right,
so he's got
okay.
a lot to live up to. the principal in the first few pages chooses the lizards to be hall monitors, which they say you're pigeonholing us because we're monitor lizards, and she's like, no, it's just a coincidence.
It's honestly got nothing to do.
Nothing to do with that at all. and that's kind of the tone of the writing of the book. Like, it's really punny. It's really like
oh, right.
silly wordplay. It's really kind of goofy.
So down for this.
Which was really fun. But then the actual like things the book deals with are pretty serious. So it's about like schoolyard bullying, fitting into a clique at school, social dynamics.
Right.
It's also about grief. So the main character's father has died a couple of years earlier, and his mother is still dealing with this sort of crippling grief in the face of that.
Whoa!
Yeah, which is heavy. Like, it's quite heavy stuff, but it doesn't sort of, particularly the grief stuff, like, there's only really a couple of moments where it dives into it. It's pretty lightly handled, and the way that he writes about it is that the mother has this black dog, which is not an original thought. Like, but she literally has this black dog. So he'll come home from school and knock on her door, and he'll just hear this black dog growling. And he knows he can't go in because he can't sort of reach her that day. Which...
Wow.
Yeah, which was quite like... quite a moving way of thinking about it. And I also thought quite a, like, clever way of thinking about it. Because it is so what a kid... like, it's how a kid would...
would kind of
see it.
It
is a literal
totally.
Barrier to him reaching his mother. So I thought that was really, like, interestingly and intelligently dealt with. Like, it didn't talk down to its audience at all. Like, it treats its audience as quite clever. But then also it's so heavily wrapped in silliness all the way through that you sort of... it's all sort of... like, the seriousness is all folded in with all these silly jokes. And
that's such an impressive balance to strike.
It's really impressive, which I did not expect. I was really pleasantly surprised by this book.
I admire that so much to like tackle like a really awkward subject like that with children.
Yes, like, and to also sort of not, I don't know, like to not let it sort of take over and be the whole narrative and be the whole kind of like, oh my God, everything's terrible.
Yeah.
To still sort of be like, yeah, this bad thing can happen, but also children, once they're at school, they want to have fun and they want to be silly
totally.
It's not just something that's, you know, overtaking their world all the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Wow, that's so cool. But also I'm confused, like, why are all the animals humans except the dogs? The dogs are still pets.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Maybe we should write to Patrick Ness.
Honestly, dogs would be so dumb. They're just like, oh, still be
dogs.
Pets.
They'd be like jocks or something.
Oh, they really would.
Well, no, they'd be like surfers.
Oh,
they'd be like the stoners of the group.
Oh, yeah. They would be. They would be.
Anyway, there's lots of that kind of thing. Like,
lots
of that kind of thing in here. Lots of anthropomorphizing animals and their traits. But yeah, really good. And really good to have sort of a, I think, like a book that deals with emotions and kind of social stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a lizard, but like he's a he's a boy lizard, I would say. But he's like, you know, he's really smart and onto it and, you know, deals with things in a very like straightforward way, which I really liked. I thought it would be a really good read aloud, actually, for like a classroom, for sort of talking about.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I am kind of astounded by that. is it like, could an adult honestly read that and still enjoy it?
I think you could. There was,
because I'm feeling like I'm kind of love
it. I really enjoyed it. And actually, feel free to borrow it and I'll pick it up next
time. No, thank you.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. There was a couple of moments where the silliness became so silly that I was like, what is going on here? But despite that, it was very enjoyable. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Wow.
And I think the silliness, like the two silly parts, would tick the box of like many children's silly bones. You know, like
kids
love that
right.
off the wall kind of
great.
Like, unbelievable humour.
Yeah, well, if you're going to, like, be silly, be silly.
Oh, and he does, like, like, there's this whole side plot about how the country of France is located on the lizard's knee permanently, forever. And he has to make times for planes to go in and out every day.
What? That leaves more questions than answers, to be honest.
To be honest, I had them too.
You'll be getting lots of books in now for Christmas and stuff, though, won't you?
Yes, yeah. We've bitten the bullet. We've made the Christmas display.
Oh my gosh!
Whole thing is up. It's ready. It's there.
Well,
the advent calendars are out.
These are some fantastic first suggestions, actually.
Yes. So we've been talking about The Midwatch by Judith Rossell and Chronicles of a Lizard Nobody by Patrick Ness. For those interested.
Well, thank you very much
for
joining me this morning. Great selections.
Happy to share.
Yeah, are you working today? Working hard?
I am working today, yep. Working today. We've got, we're launching Gavin Bishop's Treasury tonight, if anyone knows Gavin
Bishop.
Yeah.
I know the name Gavin Bishop.
So he's a really well-known New Zealand illustrator. He lives here in Christchurch. He's lovely, Gavin. He's a really good friend of the shop.
Oh, cool. And
he's publishing a collection of some of his classic, sort of like, it's a combination of his takes on fairy tales and his original stories. So, so there's the Three Little Pigs. There's a bunch of his classics are in there. So if you grew up with Gavin Bishop, then it could be a really good, that would be a great Christmas present, actually.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Anyone sort of six and under or seven and under.
I feel even. Like everyone would know the name Gavin Bishop, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, who's not seen a Gavin Bishop book?
Yeah, no, exactly. He did, what was my favourite one? About the sheep, Bitty Bitty.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Bitty Bitty?
Oh, my God.
I love Bitty Bitty. And more recently, he's had Atua and Patu and some
slightly more
grown-up kids books, but, yeah.
No, because my mum works at a primary school.
Oh, cool.
And Atua was, like, a big hit.
Yeah.
Big
huge.
Hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah. I think it's so cool.
Yeah.
And that's tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, that's happening tonight. And then we've got lots of events coming up. Too many for me to get into all of them, but
your website's good for all
the website's got it all on there. Yeah,
and also you put them on the what's on page, like the CCC one as well.
I think we do. Yes.
Yeah.
We try to get it out in as many places as possible. We also have a new window at Scorpio. I don't know if anyone's
a window.
A new window. So when you're walking in the front door, it's like just on the left, and so we'll have information about our events, but also like other kind of literary
that's great.
Arty things that are going on around the city.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yes, it is
cool.
Oh,
great.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right, stepping on our toes here, but no, I'm kidding, you're not.
sorry, Eddie.
Stay in your lane.
It's just a window.
No, that's really cool. Oh, well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure. Love the books today. Very excited to do some my Christmas shopping there, probably.
Yes.
Inevitably, really.
Inevitably.
well, yeah, again, thank you so much for joining me.
Have a
wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Kua tai, te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight, e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.